the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. And you know that we both have emotions. And
me and you?
Yeah, I mean everyone. We've cried before. You know, sad, whatever, hurt. But
happy.
That's what I'm going to ask. Have you ever cried from happiness?
From laughing?
No, but that's just eyes watering. That's not crying from happiness. That's different.
What isn't that crying?
No, the eyes watering and crying are two different things. If you're chopping onions, you're not really crying. I mean, the effect is the same, but you're not crying.
I say it's the same thing. You're crying from laughter. That's what they say.
I don't think so.
That's what they say.
I don't think they say that.
Yeah, they do. It's called crying from laughter.
Not from laughter, from happiness. Have you ever experienced
that? Happiness is not laughter happiness.
Maybe it's a form of it. Let's just exclude laughter, though.
Well,
that's not the only way to be happy in life, is it? By laughing? You've never been happy other than from laughter?
I don't know, man.
But you know what I'm saying. If you've never experienced it, say, no, you haven't.
I've never experienced happiness, so this is a moot point.
I forgot who I was talking to.
If I've experienced happiness, I'll let you know.
Well, listen, we'll meet back here in a year. Yeah, that's probably being a little optimistic. We'll meet back here in a decade.
That's being a little... Meet on my deathbed, then I'll be truly happy.
Yeah, then I'll say... Maybe then you'll be crying because you're so happy.
Why'd you cry? Are you sad because you're dying? No, I'm happy. This is the best day of my life. It's finally... All these years of suffering is over.
Now you're going to heaven.
I shouldn't joke about this, Mark.
Who's joking
about it? Some people get angry when you say shit like that.
Like what?
Like when you're like negative, like, you know, you're... Self-deprecating is negative. Like, I'm miserable. Like, fuck you, dude. You shut the fuck up.
Why would they be angry about it?
I don't know. People...
I'm not saying you're miserable. Be as delusional as you want,
a lot of people don't find the misery thing funny. I think it's hilarious, but...
Hey, to those people? Fucking don't listen then. What are you don't listen to this shit?
I'm just saying that there are people who get mad at it.
Yeah, no, I understand. I experience that in my real life. I always hear, why are you so negative?
I understand that it can be annoying, because I've been annoyed by, you know, if you're sad sacks are annoying pieces of shit.
Yeah, but I'm making...
I constantly, if they're always negative, but they're not saying stuff that's funny.
I'm making a fucking joke.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in...
I'm not like...
It's 80% truth in your joke.
No, I brought up that thing because I've cried from happiness.
When have you cried from happiness?
You know what? Before having a kid, never. That would sound ridiculous to me, but after... And I have.
So having a kid turns into a big pussy?
Yeah, it does. It opens up different emotions.
Well, for you, a lot of guys say, you know, they head for the hills.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, for me...
They cry from happiness. I never have to see that kid again.
No, for me, it did. And, you know, it's weird, but, you know, I experience that now.
Well.
I just wondered if you ever did.
What am I crying? Nothing.
I don't know. What am I with you every fucking second of the day?
You know what the other thing is? I can't live in a happy moment because then it makes me sad.
Because you know it's fleeting?
Yeah, you're right. Like, you know, I've had my dogs for a couple of years, but now I'm always, like, every once in a while...
You're waiting for it to die?
No, every once in a while I start thinking about it, like, oh my God, you know, 6-7 years from now, she could be gone.
Yeah, I don't know. How long do those dogs last?
10 to 15 years.
How old is she?
She'll be 4.
Well, I mean, come on, man.
And sometimes there's flukes where they just go like 5 or 6.
Yeah,
it's a dog.
True.
You don't know.
Let's just say in a decade, she can be gone.
But it's anything. Like, I was always the guy who, you know, the day after summer started, I'm like always already getting sad. Like,
Dude, as far as I can tell, it's almost Christmas time.
Yeah, things are
the
always...
way time goes. I mean, it's. I mean, I'll be 80 before you know
I
it.
I have some glitch in my brain that doesn't allow me to really fully appreciate what's going on in the present.
You can appreciate the moment.
Because I'm always thinking about the future when it's going to be gone or, you know, over. You know, I always like, oh, this is fun now.
Well,
but
I mean, that's why they talk about living in the moment.
That's why I always just get pissed at those...
And past.
Lemonade commercials they used to have, like, only 37, or they always like, only 62 days of summer left, so enjoy them while you got them. Like,
oh, shut the fuck enjoy up, dude.
Enjoy your country time lemonade. I'm like, I will never drink your shitty lemonade, fake lemonade again.
Which it's delicious. Fuck everyone and naysaying fake shit. It tastes good. It does the job. And I'm not thirsty anymore.
I don't really like it that much.
I mean, I like it.
I'm not a big fan of lemonade. I just it's too sour for me, you know?
No, I like sweet lemonade. I like fake lemonade.
Even country time has a little bit of sourness to it.
I like fake everything. It's great. It's delicious. Everything fake. McDonald's is fake meat. No, it is meat. I mean, there's other fillers and probably and stuff in there. It's not grade A meat, but it's fucking meat.
Well, what's grade A? What are you, a meat fucking meat grader now?
Yeah.
You know the difference between grade A meat and grade A F meat?
I don't know. Like $30 probably? That's why McDonald's uses the downgraded meat. It's cheap.
They got their own cows, man. McDonald's can afford anything.
I guess. Yeah, if they have their own cows, what are they doing with the best cuts? Probably selling it not as burger, right? They probably sell it as steaks. No,
you only make burger certain parts of the cow, right?
I guess. So what are they doing with the rest of it?
I don't know.
Oh my God, they're probably making a fucking killing. Filet mignon from, you know, McDonald's. Cows. Yeah, that's bullshit, man. Like, they don't make enough money from the fast food.
Ugh. Now, if they...
They're selling cow
tongue. If they started making fake meat and it tasted just like real meat, would you eat it?
Yeah, it tastes just like real meat. Okay, wait a minute. Let's just say they took two chemicals, dumped them together, and magically, it's a fucking steak. Just as good as if it was sliced off the fucking cow.
They somehow in a lab get all the proteins and they replicate meat exactly. It tastes just like a steak.
Fantastic. And it's way cheaper. Like for a nickel, I buy a fucking steak.
Well, it won't be a nickel because there's a lot of science behind it. All equal price is exactly the same.
No, then either. They're both the fucking same. Then who cares?
Well, you gotta choose.
All right, so I would do both. Not at the same time, but I'd alternate.
This particular time you're at a restaurant, which one are you choosing?
Oh, do you want real or the fake? Like I said, it doesn't really matter. They're both exactly the same. Sir,
you
gotta
choose. I'm not gonna choose for you.
Flip a coin, man. I don't care.
Just choose one, sir. That's difficult.
Hey, do you want a tip? Flip a coin. Give me my fucking food.
It's your choice, sir.
You can't hear me? Were you deaf?
All right, fine. At this point, because it's the future, there's no waitress. You have to punch it into a computer.
Like, dude, I honestly, it makes, they're both the same. I can close my eyes and push a button. It's the same.
So no thought would come into you that, like,
no.
Maybe it would be better if the cow didn't die.
Why would it be better? I mean, probably there'd be less real steaks then because, you know, maybe saving the, like you said, saving the animal.
Do you ever care that you eat animal? Like, it occurs to me sometimes. Now, I've never stopped eating meat because of it, but it does occur to me, like, if you really analyze it, like,
oh, you know what?
I'm eating some fucking animal. I do not think
about the animal at all, ever. Any food that I eat, it doesn't occur to me that it came from a living thing, living organism. It's my food.
But what about if you're at the fair looking at the animals? You never think that? Like,
no, I see a cow. I don't look at
you know,
it.
You don't start like licking your lips, like.
No, I do not look at it delicious. As food. When I see it, that's not food. That's it's food cow. When it's fucking slaughtered and prepared. Then it's food. Until then, it's just a fucking animal. Two different things.
Some people say that, you know, maybe we should... If people have different thoughts on meat. And I'm not advocating vegetarianism or anything, because I'm not. But if you were to go to the slaughterhouse, you might think twice about eating meat.
I wouldn't. Yeah, it's gross, but now I'm going to go home and, you know, not look at that shit anymore and eat.
What if you had to do it yourself?
If the choice was never, you for some reason stores don't exist anymore and we're all living off the land, so it's catch an animal, butcher it, make it myself, or just never eat meat again and fucking dig up grubs, guess what? I'm gonna learn how to fucking butcher an animal. You wouldn't? Well, I guess I'm not eating anymore. I don't know.
I'll just eat other stuff.
Eat some grass.
Let's grow vegetables and fruits.
Good luck.
The thing about meat is, it doesn't taste good without spices and stuff.
And fruit doesn't taste good unless it's ripe. So what? There's always something.
That's a different argument.
Not really. Same fucking thing. There's always something going on. And you know what?
It's not the same thing. I can eat a banana and it tastes good without me having to put any extra stuff on it. I have a piece of steak. You put nothing on it. It might not taste as good as it. You know, I don't like steak anyways. But
might.
It probably wouldn't.
What? Probably.
It won't.
Won't. Okay.
Do you ever eat plain ass chicken?
Sometimes. I just buy like the grilled. You know the chicken that's like kind of pre-grilled in the package?
That's got shit on it.
Does it? I don't know. It's delicious.
It's, of course it does. They always add shit in that stuff.
I don't know, and it doesn't matter. And the thing is, if you were, if somehow we were flung back to colonial times, and, you know, getting food is fucking hard. You have to work really hard to get that food. You have to really struggle
for colonial times? Do people get their own food that way, or do they buy it from people?
They probably did both.
Because how did society advance if everyone's always like, I can't get a job because I have to go hunt?
No, I think at some point, I mean, I don't know where the point was where they kind of, you know, had people that did it for them and like, I just bought it from this
Well,
dude.
We get a time machine, go right before that and start selling meat.
Yeah, I know. Make a killing. Or they'll kill us for our meat.
Although, you know, they would probably just make like two, I don't know, the dollars worth back then.
You know what? We'd have to have some other form of...
Yeah, I've never looked at... You know, I've used
the... Some different kind of monetary system.
I've used the inflation machine for other stuff. Like, I don't even know if it goes back that far. Like,
precious metals.
What is our American dollar now, the equivalent in 1770? Well, I guess they didn't have an American dollar. 1804, we'll say.
No idea.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not an economist, so I don't know. But like I said, we'd work in precious metals or supplies
metals.
Or tools or just favors. You do this for me and here's your stuff.
Like a reach around hand job or something?
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want. They probably have really rough hands. They do nothing
work
but work
on the farm all day.
They work all the time. Their hands are super rough. You don't want that, man. Ugh. What a torture that hand job would be.
What would it be like? What would it be like to go back in time and have sex with like a woman from the 1700s? Would it be
dirty?
Different?
She stank probably.
Yeah, I imagine everyone stunk back then.
Yeah, you didn't take a lot of baths.
I think
no such thing as deodorant.
If you were a time traveler, that'd be like the first thing you'd notice.
Soap
smell.
Was probably. I mean, soap existed, but it wasn't like widespread. Like we all have soap.
The biggest thing
they made their you the learn how to make your
thing
own soap
about that time period was there was no toilet paper. People used a rag.
That's my ass rag.
Yeah, that's what they had. They all had their own ass rags.
Which is probably fine, because you probably just washed it all the time. You know, went to the river and fucking, you know, rinsed it off.
Pretty gross.
I mean, it's gross, but better than not doing anything at all.
But do you think as a modern human, we could put up with the smell of people
we'd be so gross
1786?
Out. I'm like, holy shit, what is this?
No showers. People, you know, bathe every once in a while.
Yeah, no thanks, man. But anyway,
would it be easier? I don't know.
I don't know. The original question, so you're just not eating meat anymore? Oh, I was going to say that everything would be delicious. You have to work so hard for that food. You're starving. You butcher that animal and you cook it up over the fire. And, you know, you don't have any spices or whatever. It's just meat. That fucking meat would taste so good. You haven't eaten since 2 days ago. You ate some fucking grubs. You know how good that would taste?
What are grubs and why do you keep mentioning it?
Because it's easier to get. It's grubs. You dig up fucking insects from the ground, man, if you're starving.
Well, I mean, in 1700s, you were growing your own vegetables and stuff.
Maybe we're not. I don't know. I thought we were time travelers. I don't know what's going on here.
You said colonial times.
Yeah, that's how we got there. We traveled
They definitely
time.
Were farmers back then.
Fine, but whatever. It's like, I mean, but you have to work hard for the food. Everything tastes good. We didn't have a full stocked fridge.
No ice, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why you had to, like, fucking cook it. And, well, actually, they, like, you know, tanned all that stuff and made jerky. So that stuff, they can make stuff that lasts and preserves.
Tanned it? Like, they put on went on set in the sun?
Oh, yeah. They rubbed, real seductively rubbed the lotion on
it. Like tan mom?
Mm-hmm. And then we eat her.
I'd eat tan mom.
Yeah, dude, I'd go cannibal.
She looks like a turkey. Like,
Listen, if this is like 200 years from now and there's no more food and it's like fucking eat or be eaten.
Well, you'd be dead.
We're time traveling again.
Oh.
I'm a cannibal, man. Fuck it. It's eat somebody or die. I'm eating.
You know the shittiest thing about time travel is?
That it doesn't exist?
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, it's worse.
The fact that you'd end up, depending on how much you time travel, you'd end up dying like in your 50s. But not really. You'd be 80. But people would be like, man, you look horrible for 36.
Oh, wait. Is this the premise that you always come back home to your original time?
Yeah, if you did that...
And you always come back... Let's say your idea is, okay, I go...
Whatever many years you spend
time traveling... 1,000 years in the future, but I stay there for 20 years, and now I come back to the original time I left.
It doesn't have to be that.
That's what you mean, right?
Yeah, but it could be that you're spending a week here, a week there. It adds up.
Yeah, yeah, and but by the time you
come back... If I have a time machine, I'm fucking using it, you know?
Yeah, and you always come back to the time you left, so for them, a second has gone by. For you, it's been 3 months, and you do that all the time. So... According to them.
And you always have to go back to when you left because you wouldn't exist for that period in between.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying. In your...
I bet you'd be one of those things where, like, when you have, like, a bag of M&Ms, you want to save them. Like, all right, I'm just going to have a couple now. She'd be like, all right, I'll do some little bit of time travel now, but not too long. And then you just keep doing that. Next thing you know, 10 years, you've wasted.
Well, let's... You know what? The way you're doing it, I would say you die by, like, 40. Meanwhile, you would have lived like a really long time, but as far as anyone else knew,
but you look horrible.
You look
too.
Like you're 102.
Like, man, I just saw you yesterday. You look awful. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. You know what? In my mind, the person wouldn't even be coming back. Like, why would you come back? If you had that kind of control over everything, over the universe, like, fuck that. What? I'm coming back here, 2014.
Yeah, there's really no reason to hang out. I mean, I guess your family.
Yeah, I mean, let's just assume you're, like, a kind of a loner and you could just do that shit. Like, fuck this, man. Why would I come back here? You go experience the universe. Just go.
You really couldn't go back because otherwise, like I said, you wouldn't be able to time travel that much because you would be aging.
Yeah, and, like, why would you?
You're just going to stop because the only reason you'd stop by is, like, to visit your parents.
Yeah, like, family ties. Old episodes of Family Ties would keep you around.
So how's work?
Because they don't have DVD players.
Oh, I quit my job and I became a time traveler. I guess you know what?
Doesn't pay much though.
Why am I being so selfish? I'll take my whole family with me. We could all be time travelers together.
Yeah, I know. But when I say that shit, you always fucking come down on me.
Well, I don't know. Do you really want to be hanging out with your parents every day? How much fun is time traveling with your mom around? Mark, you shouldn't be fucking Cleopatra.
Plus, she's probably gross. By today's standards.
Whatever. To say you fucked Cleopatra is pretty cool, but your mom's against it.
Yeah, but who am I telling? My mom? Because I'm not really going back to these times.
Mark, don't try stopping the Kennedy assassination. You don't know what kind of repercussions will happen.
Wouldn't care. I wouldn't try and stop it. I don't. Whatever, dude. What's done is done. Kennedy.
Well, he would have been a good president.
So, who says who?
He was already a good president.
You know what? No one really knows.
He's in his second term. What do you mean no one knows? He had 4 years that were great.
I guess. You know what I think that is?
Or 3 years, whatever it was.
It's like everyone fucking loved Elvis after he died. When somebody died, oh my God, he's the king. It's the same thing with JFK.
People loved Elvis when he was alive.
No, he kind of fell on hard times. And I'm not saying people...
He was still selling out shows.
Fine. And I'm not saying that people didn't like JFK while he was alive, but he got this grander status once he died.
First of all, you would know nothing of that.
I don't. I'm not saying I do.
I talk to people...
You've talked to JFK?
I know people who loved him.
Yeah, plenty of people loved him. Doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean he was going to do great things. Doesn't
he
mean
already he did do great things.
Doesn't mean he was going to do.
He's responsible for having a man on the moon. He saved us from the Cuban Missile Crisis.
So he set up that soundstage?
What?
That soundstage for the moon landing? You set that up?
I mean,
you
your argument is
true.
The only guy arguing that he wasn't a president is you.
That he wasn't a president?
No, I knew he was you.
I'm not saying he wasn't a good president. I'm saying there's no guarantee he would have been some fucking master president after he died.
So his record
but
is
you
so
don't know
far
that.
Has been pretty good, but in his second term he just fucking did shit.
I didn't say that. What I say is, who knows what he would have done?
Who knows? Anyone can say that. It's bullshit.
Well, yeah.
It's a cop-out. Who knows?
It's not. It's the truth. You don't know what happens.
Hey, Mark.
Maybe there wouldn't have been some
Mr.
big...
Hey, Mr. Time Traveler, can you save Kennedy? I don't know. I don't think I will.
Well, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I don't care.
You wouldn't change anything in history. There's nothing that you could think of that would help, that you would make the world better for you. Because I know
me?
That's all you think about.
Just for kicks.
And I'm not talking about your personal life. I'm talking about, you know, the wider scale.
Yeah, no, just for kicks, maybe I'd go back, you know, like way back in time where there's always these flukes. Like there's 1,000 years ago, a guy invents like a battery and then all that shit kind of just goes away and people don't rediscover it again for 1,000 years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like maybe go back to those points and try to help that flourish so that by the time the year 2000 comes, we're fucking traveling through space? What if that stuff never went away? What if we built on all that stuff?
But then again, if you could time travel, would you even give a fuck? Because you can go to the future.
Yeah, except what if the future's shit? What if technology kind of falls away? What if things falls apart? And there is no real future as we see it. When we think of the future, we think of fucking Star Trek. What if that doesn't exist? What if the future is we're all living in log cabins, fighting over scraps?
They could go either way at this point.
Yeah, well,
most likely things are kind of going to continue the way they are for a long time.
That's what I am at. There is, yeah, you know what? That's what I think. There is no future as we see it. I mean, technically, there's going to be a future. There's going to be a tomorrow. But this fantastical future we all think of when we think of the future, that's not real.
Well,
most likely, I don't think we'll ever get there.
What? Dude, if you go back to 1940 compared to now, we're fantastical.
Yeah, no.
Think of a guy from 1940s transported instantly to here.
Yeah, TVs and phones and shit. I mean, they had cars. We have cars.
Our cars are way better.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's
just a different version.
Go back
to
colonial times and bring George Washington.
Then, yeah.
The guy would go fucking nuts if he came. Like, literally, he'd go crazy.
He'd go to strip clubs and shit.
I really don't think someone from that far back would be able to handle this. Like, in movies, they seem to adapt pretty quickly in movies. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, they have those first comical moments where they're fucking up. And then next thing you know, they're, like, watching TV and nothing.
You know what? I don't think they'd be able to control themselves. Like, I'm thinking, like, women-wise. When we see chicks now, in the summertime, they're wearing next to nothing. They're wearing tiny short shorts, belly shirts. I mean, they're almost walking around totally nude. Do you think a man from 1785 just coming in now, and from his, like, modest perspective, it's just nothing but naked women walking around? He'd go fucking nuts, right? He'd have like, an erection all day.
You think?
Hell yeah. You know they had, like, these kind of Puritan values. It's like, their women were covered up in 8 layers from head to toe, even in the fucking summer.
Well, what if you went back to Roman times? Would you have an erection the whole time? I heard Roman times are pretty wild.
No, please. I'm used to this now, man. Are they more wild than here? Than the porn I watch? Probably not.
From what I've... Yeah, of course they are. That's known. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, there was man on man, girl on girl,
yeah,
girl on beast, man on beast.
You don't know what
man
kind
of... I mean, they were having sex with kids back then, weren't they? Isn't that the thing with the Romans?
That was the Greek.
The Greeks?
Greece. That's what they call it. A lot of gay stuff and then kids. Yeah, Greek and Roman. They all did that too.
Like, there was no boundaries whatsoever.
Yeah, man. It's a free-for-all fuck fest.
And the Romans had, like, pretty good technology, too, for their time. It's weird.
Well, they had, things went backwards. Sewer system.
Things went backwards after them.
Well, once they were kind of conquered, kind of overextending themselves, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things you always hear. Like, I remember I had a history teacher who's like, in the Roman Empire, they got too big for their own good. And then
they split off,
America doing the same thing. No
fucking downer, that teacher.
No, you know, superpowers last that long. It's like, shut up.
No
dude.
Superpower. We were like the first superpower. You can't say no superpower.
Not superpower, but, like, you know, empire.
No civilization. Empire. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, the Romans, they got so big they split up into two empires.
Listen,
and, yeah.
You can predict. Just all of people are naysaying predictions, like, the world's gonna end, blah blah blah. You know, things are gonna get bad, or things remain relatively the same with just a little bit better technology.
Yeah, that's my guess.
But who knows?
Yeah.
We'll unfortunately never know, so...
I know. The good thing is, if everything's pretty much the same, except computers and phones and shit get smaller, we're not really missing out. I mean, you know, kind of what we have now, but a little bit faster,
well,
a little bit
singularity
better.
Comes, who knows? Speaking of technology, I found that weird phenomenon on Twitter. Apparently there's a pretty large amount of dudes on there who think that it's necessary to have their erect penises as their avatar. And then they pretty much just harass women all day with it.
Is it I mean, hey, chicks, you're on the internet. You're going to see naked
no,
shit.
No. They message them like, hey, let me see your pussy. I want to lick it. Now, sometimes they're doing this to girls who are in the business, like cam girls and stuff. But I guess they also do it to just regular...
Yeah, I understand, and these guys are assholes, but guess what? Fucking flag them, they're spam, and move on.
That's not my point, Mark!
Okay, what's your point?
My point is, what is wrong with these dudes?
They're just assholes, they're idiots, that's what.
Well, there's some...
So ignore them.
Is there any universe where you would take a picture of your erect penis, make it your avatar, have your name be like, you know, pussy fucker 389 or pussy fucker 69, and then
yeah, six, I mean look that, up that's my screen certain,
like say whatever fetish you had. Some guys have foot fetish. Look for girls' feet. So it's normal girls, not cam girls. And then send them a picture of your cock as your avatar. Say, send me a picture of your feet.
Yeah, no, I understand. Like, what's their end game? What are you getting out of this? Do you think you're just going to be fucking random chicks?
Is this how a portion of the guys have always thought? And they just had they had no outlet for it? Because, you know, in real life, you'll get arrested if you just go... Like, you just can't go up to your neighbor like, hey, can I see your feet for a while?
You know what? I think it's more of a fetish. They know nothing's coming of it, but... they kind of get off on, like, exposing themselves. Like, old school naked guy in a trench coat. I'm going to go flash someone. And that's such a thrill for me. It's the same thing. Like, I'm not getting... When that dude in 1962 was flashing somebody in his trench coat, do you think a chick was going to drop to her knees and blow him? No. But he got something out of it. The same thing with these internet guys. Just knowing that some unsuspecting woman is looking at his penis.
Now, do you have any kind of fetishes?
I don't think so.
All right, a woman's got all, like, got gloves. She's totally covered. You can see one part. Which part would you pick?
I'd probably go right for the breasts. I really wouldn't call it a fetish. All there guys like
you're
breasts.
You're a breast fetisher.
No. That's...
You wouldn't want to see... I'd rather see the vagina.
Oh, you're a vagina-er.
I am. I'm a vagina man.
You have a vagina fetish this
I
guy.
Like legs and vaginas. That's what I like.
No, I mean, I like it all.
Breasts are cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, I like everything. I really don't have a fetish. I mean, that's why they're called fetishes. They're not the norm. Not everyone is into, you know, weird shit.
Like, if I happen to be watching a cam girl and she's got her panties on and she's just topless, I'm like, eh.
Boring.
Yeah, like, for another one. At the same time, though, on the other extreme, if it's just a picture, if you click on it and it's just a girl, like, wide open, it's all
yeah,
you
see. Yeah, and she never pulls back and it's all you see. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't need to see that. I'm like, all right.
Well, I need to see the full picture, you
yeah,
know?
Give me a little perspective. That gets boring fast. Okay, now you caught my eye. I'm going to check it out, but now I'm waiting. Like, all right, let's see the rest of you.
Yeah, I need to see the rest. Could be anything I'll attach to that vagina.
Meanwhile, sometimes they just keep it there and it's like, all right, now I'm going to
bail. Do you think if I showed you vagina, you could tell me if the girl's attractive or not?
How close?
Real close.
Then no, because I mean, some girls have ugly vaginas, and I'm sure some gross girls have really good looking vaginas, so you can't really tell.
Wonder who in Hollywood has the ugliest vagina. Like you'd be like, holy shit.
I could tell you right now.
Who?
Cameron Diaz. It's gross.
You've never seen it.
It's take my word for it. Prove me wrong.
Now, speaking of her, did you see this new movie, which is bullshit because I'm sure she doesn't get naked, but
I complained about this to you before. It looks like fucking shit. I've been seeing the previews. It looks so fucking unfunny. Like, oh my god!
I love.
If you think it's if anyone I know thinks it's funny, I have no respect for you.
Whatever that guy's name is, I love from Freaks and Geeks. I love him.
Seth Rogen.
No, it's not Seth Rogen. It's the other guy, the tall guy, who's on How I Marry Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
Neil Patrick Harris.
No, whatever. Shut up. And. I don't know. It just like if you're got a movie called Sex Tape. What is it called? Sex Tape. Something.
Yeah, Sex Tape.
And there's no. And Cameron Diaz isn't nude, and I see at least breasts. Then it's a fucking bullshit premise.
They're not going to show any. It's Cameron Diaz. She
has
anything.
She been nude before?
I don't know, but if she ever was, she never will be again.
I'll have to go to MrSkin.com and look it up. I was surprised to see. I didn't even know this that Lorraine from Back to the Future has been nude.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking at her nude movie. Hmm. She was in two new movies and she was nude.
Which Lorraine? Isn't there two Lorraines? No, there was two Jennifers, yeah.
You're way off, Mark.
Whatever, man. Close enough.
But way off, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Good. I mean, that's cool. I'll check it out. Nudity. But yeah, the movie looks like shit, man. But most comedies are.
Yeah, I don't care about comedies that much.
I don't want to see comedies. I mean, it's every once in a while, a good one sneaks past. I hear good things about 22 Jump Street. I hear it's pretty funny. Yeah, I'll probably check it out.
What about...
But for the most part, they're all
shit. What
about
that movie we watched a couple weeks ago when we were eating at McDonald's with Andy Dick when he was a football coach?
It kind of was... Yeah, who the fuck knows what movie that was? I have no idea.
He was some kind of college football coach, but it was crazy humor, and we love that.
Yeah, that's more of an indie type flick. That definitely wasn't a mainstream movie.
But
right
now, I go, look at this shit. This is going to be some horrible thing, and... That was good.
Yeah, because that's more our style. The mainstream stuff, we're just not into.
Yeah, you know, now it's all like even your Seth Rogen stuff, it's okay, but it's all like...
It's watered down. It's predictable.
It's not watered down. It's just like, it's all like...
It's predictable, man. Like, we know that we see the jokes coming a mile away. I would say
it's watered down. It's pretty dirty, some of the stuff.
Yeah. Watered down for me.
Did you ever see This Is the End?
No.
Well, then what do you know?
Because I never seen one movie.
What Seth Rogen comedy have you seen?
Pineapple Express.
That's one movie.
I've seen the one with the porno. I've seen plenty of Seth Rogen.
Not a Seth Rogen movie.
I've seen plenty of movies with Seth Rogen in it.
Not movies he's in, movies he's written.
I don't know which ones he's written.
Superbad.
I seen it. Thought it was really good.
There you go.
So we had one good movie?
This Is the End, which you didn't see yet.
Yet. I never said I will.
He had a couple other ones. I can't remember what they are.
Yeah, dude.
With Neighbors, which I heard is pretty funny.
Yeah, didn't look that good. Who'd you hear it from?
From me.
You just make shit up?
I don't know.
Anyway, if you'd like to make shit up, go to HotshotWizKids.com and do some fan fiction. Me and Mike as lovers. Or what if we really were time travelers? You could do that. Write a story. And maybe we'll read it on the air.
And feel free to masturbate to our pictures. Men, ladies, we don't care.
Yeah, I mean...
I'd love to be an object of sexual...
Oh my God. Take a video of you masturbating to my picture. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, do a tribute to Mark, you know, come on his picture.
Yeah, well, no, on your screen. Just wipe, can you just wipe that off?
Just don't send it to us, we don't want that.
Yeah. Send me the video, that I want to see. Anyway, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Amazon link.
You know I said it with guys too, right?
Fucking hurt you. What am I, deaf? Eh, listen to the rest of it. What?